Hey everyone, welcome back to Mugside, the Opaka Coffee Podcast. I'm James, your coffee nerd and self-appointed ritual enthusiast.
And I'm Hope, your co-host and self-proclaimed morning person, but I'll admit, the evening golden hour has been winning me over lately.
I'm so glad you said that because today's episode is all about coffee and mindfulness. Specifically, how we can use mindful coffee rituals during the golden hours of morning and evening to boost mental well-being and savor life a little more.
We've been so excited to do this one because honestly, so many of us rush through our coffee routines without even noticing what we're tasting, smelling, or feeling. And what if just by slowing down, we could make our coffee part of a daily practice for calm, presence, and even joy?
Exactly. So today we'll break down how coffee can be a mindful sensory exploration, walk you through a guided coffee tasting meditation, and share some listener stories that'll inspire you to create your own calming coffee moments at home.
And of course, we'll swap a few personal anecdotes and probably get into some friendly debate, because James and I do not always agree on when the best coffee moments happen.
Yeah, spoiler alert, I am team morning all the way. But let's start at the beginning. Hope, what does a mindful coffee ritual mean to you?
For me, it's about making space. It's about turning something ordinary, making coffee, into something intentional. Like, instead of just chugging it while checking emails, I'll light a candle, maybe play soft music, and just be with the process. I'll notice the smell of the grounds, the sound of the pour over, the steam rising. It's grounding, you know?
Totally. For me, it's almost like a moving meditation, especially in the mornings. I get up before the house is awake, open a window if it's cool, and take my time grinding the beans. There's this peaceful rhythm, weigh, grind, bloom, pour, and that first sip, it's like a small celebration of the day ahead.
And you actually wait until after you've finished brewing to sip. That's where I struggle. I'm more of a taste while I go person. But even that can be mindful, right?
Absolutely. Mindfulness isn't about perfection. It's about awareness. And you know, before we dive into the meditation, it's worth mentioning something fascinating. Research by Dr. Daniel Siegel shows that even small, everyday mindfulness practices can literally reshape our brains. It's called neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to form new pathways and change its own wiring over time.
That's incredible. So when we practice mindfulness, even just paying attention to our coffee ritual, we're actually training our brain to handle stress better and stay more present. It's like working out, but for your mind.
Exactly. And the coolest part is that it doesn't take hours of meditation on a cushion. It can be as simple as 3 mindful sips. Over time, these little moments build resilience, improve focus, and create new habits that serve us throughout the day.
So when we talk about mindful coffee drinking, we're not just talking about slowing down. We're talking about literally shaping a calmer, stronger brain. I don't know about you, James, but that makes me want to double down on my rituals.
Same here. And that brings us beautifully to something I think a lot of listeners will appreciate, a guided coffee tasting meditation, ready to walk everyone through it. Mindfulness isn't about perfection. It's about awareness, which brings us to something I think a lot of listeners will appreciate, a guided coffee tasting meditation. Ready to walk everyone through it, Hope?
Let's do it. Okay, wherever you are, maybe you've got your coffee in hand, maybe you're brewing as we speak, take a moment to pause. Feel the weight of the cup in your hand. Notice its warmth. Bring it up to your nose and inhale deeply. What do you smell? Is it nutty, floral, chocolatey? Take your time.
And when you take that first sip, hold it on your tongue for just a moment. Notice the temperature, the texture. Is it silky, creamy, light? Then move to flavor. Is it bright and citrusy, dark and earthy, maybe sweet like caramel? Let yourself really explore the layers.
And as you swallow, notice the aftertaste. Does it linger, change, fade? And here's the key part. Between sips, pause. Take a breath. Let your senses reset before you go in again. You're not rushing to finish, you're savoring.
I love that. And it's amazing how even 3 mindful sips can change the whole experience.
Yeah, and you don't need an hour-long ritual. Even 5 minutes can shift your mood. Actually, I've been trying this in the evenings too, making a small decaf or herbal coffee and sitting on my balcony during sunset. It's become this peaceful little transition between my workday and evening.
See, that's where you're winning me over. I used to think coffee was purely a morning ritual. But the psychological and sensory impact of those sunrise and sunset moments is real. We're wired to respond to light changes, the so-called golden hours. And when you pair that with a mindful practice, it's like doubling the calm.
Right? There's research showing that exposure to natural light at dawn and dusk can regulate circadian rhythms, reduce stress hormones, and improve mood. So even just sitting by a window with your coffee, watching the light change, can be a form of self-care.
And it doesn't have to be fancy. One of our listeners, Emily from Portland, shared this beautiful ritual. She brews a Chemex in the morning, takes it out to her garden, and drinks it barefoot on the grass. No phone, no podcast. Sorry, us. Just her and her senses.
That's so beautiful. I love when people find simple ways to connect. And speaking of listeners, we asked you all to send in your mindful coffee stories, and you delivered. Like Marco from New York, who wrote that every Sunday morning, he and his partner make an elaborate espresso breakfast together. They call it their tiny cafe at home, and it's their time to reconnect, catch up, and be present.
That one gave me chills. Because again, it's not about the coffee gear or the method. It's about the meaning you build into it. For some people, it's solo reflection. For others, it's shared connection.
Exactly. And you can create calming coffee moments even in chaotic times. Like, remember during the lockdowns when so many people turned to home brewing as a creative outlet?
Oh yeah, I remember getting photos from friends who were suddenly doing latte art competitions in their kitchens. It was like, okay, if we can't control the outside world, we can at least control this one beautiful ritual at home.
And it gave people an anchor, something to look forward to. Which brings me to a little friendly debate. Morning or evening? When do you think mindful coffee hits hardest?
Oof, tough one. I'm still going to say morning. There's something about greeting the day, setting your intentions, getting that first sensory experience. It's like priming your brain for presence.
I hear you, but I'm on team evening. There's this magic in closing the day with gratitude, like reflecting on what went well, letting go of the stress. Plus, I feel like I taste coffee differently at night. My mind is quieter.
Maybe we should challenge listeners to try both and tell us what they think.
Yes. That's your homework, Mugside Crew. Try a mindful coffee ritual in the morning and another in the evening, and let us know which feels more meaningful to you.
And remember, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It could be as simple as brewing your favorite cup, sitting by a window, and just being there. Eyes off the phone, mind off the to-do list, heart open.
I think that's the perfect note to wrap on. But before we go, a quick shout out to a few more listener rituals that we loved. Priya from San Francisco, who journals while sipping her coffee every dawn. Sam from Chicago, who listens to jazz records with his evening brew. And Anna from Miami, who does a 3-breath pause before each sip to ground herself.
So beautiful. Keep sending us your stories, everyone. They remind us why we do this podcast. And if you're inspired to start your own mindful coffee ritual, tag us at Opaka Coffee. We'd love to hear from you.
Next week, we're diving into the coffee flavor science to help you to identify their personal coffee preferences and understand how brewing techniques influence the flavors in your cup. You won't want to miss it.
Until then, take a deep breath, savor your cup, and remember, coffee is more than a drink. It's a way to come home to yourself.